southeast Utah has become the front lines in the battle against tar sands mining and the Keystone Pipeline. Last month, as in dozens of places across the country, activists in Utah conducted a direct action training camp, which culminated in the Book Cliffs action on July 29th. Among the ranks was Emily Stock, a Moab resident who has been working with a group called Canyon Country Rising Tide.
Some really well-known legal trainers came, as well as some indigenous folks from the Lakota and also from the Dene tribe.
Stock said all protesters are trained in nonviolence, which includes refraining from destruction of property.
It's taking it to a different level when you're stopping bulldozers and mining equipment, for sure, because it's actually stopping work for the day. You know, the workers that we encountered on the 29th were sent home. You know, they, and some of them were really supportive of the work that we were doing because they didn't agree with it either.
The direct action campaigns picked up steam back in February at the White House when the 48 anti-tar sands protesters arrested included Michael Bruin, the head of the Sierra Club, along with Bill McKibben, Julian Bond, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Daryl Hannah. Stock says the prospect of tar sands in Utah has galvanized local opposition.
While we are waiting for President Obama to say yes or no to the Keystone, they're building it. And while we're waiting on this legal process to perhaps stop this mine in the Book Cliffs, they're building the infrastructure, which means they're actually beginning the mining process. This is a classic example of when public processes have failed or don't exist. And therefore, it demands that people take direct action in order to convey their opinions and their beliefs and their health.
This month, dozens of mainstream environmental groups are planning another anti-tar sands action at the White House.
As direct action becomes more mainstream, then it's much more likely for people to get on the train and say, I'm going to go to the White House and protest this.
Up on the Book Cliffs, the demonstrators halted road construction for just one day, but Stock says the resistance will continue.
The evening after the action, U.S. oil sands stock dropped 13% unexpectedly. And that was really exciting for all of us.
Reporting from Moab, this is John Kovash for UPR News.